Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with the girl that says that scientists have finally figured out how we can stop screen addiction, Jamie Bloom.
Scientists have finally found that cure for screen addiction.
Unplug it.
We just need more eclipses. Because during the eclipse Monday afternoon, internet traffic plunged by 40 to 60% from the previous week.
Wow.
Especially in states like Arkansas and Ohio that were in the path of totality.
Uh-huh.
Web traffic in states with a partial view of the eclipse also declined. That'd be like us, but not quite as dramatically, but it was still down 29%. Says the cruel joke is that the only thing that can take you away from your phone also hurts your eyes. So...
You know, we were having a meeting downstairs, and to be honest, I'd kind of forgotten about it until you said, well, is the meeting over, or did we just break up because of, and it's like, then we rushed outside, and it was the perfect time to start watching.
It was perfect. I had to run upstairs to check the timing on my hour. It was my board shift in the control room, but selfishly, I was also thinking, okay, I'm going to run upstairs, and I can see how dark it is outside at the same time, and then it wasn't dark at all.
There wasn't much.
Well, I just figured you were... We're coming soon, but...
Yeah, there you go. Well, hey, did you hear the postage is going up this summer again?
Is it really?
Yeah, it's crazy. I swear, every 6 months, it's going up another 7.8%. It'll be 73 cents in July, so you can buy your hedge against inflation right now. Just think if you'd have bought forever stamps like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You'd have had a great return on them.
That's the people that are selling them online, like we talked about. Yeah,
exactly.
I've never bought stamps like that before. You know, it's interesting to me, though, when I buy a sheet of stamps, how long it takes me to use them now. Because I have gone to paying so many of my bills online that I really don't mail things very many, you know, very much.
Yeah, I get it. And I would like to pay more. And in fact, I tried to do an online bill payment thing. And quite honestly, it got so complicated that I quit.
Really?
I mean, I had bank officers from five states calling me and all these different things. And and I get it because
was
they
it like
get
a bill
hacked.
Pay service then that you were using?
No, it's through the bank, but I don't know how they do it.
I don't do it that way. I just do kind of individually, you know. I play the medical center through their site.
Through their site,
yeah.
To a credit card or to a
either one.
Okay,
it depends if I want to get the credit card points. What I always usually look at is to see if they charge an extra fee for credit card.
Right.
If they don't charge an extra fee, then I use my credit card because then I build up some points.
If
they do, then I just go ahead and debit it out of my checking account. But I don't mail very much, and you know, even like if I'm paying the dentist or one of those, I'll just drop the check off on. My lunch hour, you know, just...
Well, it's getting to the point you can almost make wages. I mean, at 70 cents, you know. There was a business here in town that the mother continued to stay busy in the business over the years. And after she was, I'll say 70, she started delivering all the bills around town.
That's right, yeah.
And I think she made wages doing, and that was several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if she had a little route, went around town.
Yeah,
and
just kind of enjoyed it, I think.
I think
just,
so,
you know,
too, yeah.
Yeah, got her out and drive around something to do, so.
So, well, if you get mad at me again, which you do every day, so write your thoughts down, okay?
Okay.
And then shred them.
Oh, I was going to say, and put them in a folder for use later on.
Yeah, no, send them to me, and then I'll put them in a folder. So, no, and I have actually done this, and I've learned to do this, is I'll whip out an email, and man, it's well written. It is written really well, and then I'll just leave it set for a day. And you know what? By the time the day go by, I usually delete the whole thing.
Yeah,
I don't even send a short one.
You're talking about maybe an email when you're upset about
anger.
Disgruntled about something.
Yeah,
then you just feels better to get it off your chest.
Well, I don't know. I intend to send the email, but after I've cooled down my German heritage still comes out. I'm getting better and better at shoving it down. It doesn't come out very often.
Whatever you want to think, Kyle.
The real Kyle. Oh no, you don't even know the real Kyle. So the real Kyle, you know, gets shoved down a long, long way. But I seldom end up sending those emails, and I'm almost always glad I didn't.
No, well, so, that's good.
Well, the thing is, an email is a written document.
It is.
That can be used against you in the future.
Yeah, Speaking of emails, a Michigan woman found a life-changing email sitting in her junk folder. Do you check your junk folder every day?
I do, every day.
I do, too, and, for this reason.
And really. About every other day, I find one in there. It's like, I can't believe this went to junk.
Well, and sometimes it'll be somebody who emails you all the time, but for some reason that individual email went to junk.
It's like,
what flagged that to make it go to junk? But anyway, a Michigan woman found this email sitting in her junk folder, alerting her to a lottery prize that she had won in a second chance drawing. I kind of forget about those.
And see, I would have thrown that away.
Right.
I mean, if I'd have seen it, I would have just said,
and
yeah,
that's what
right.
She first thought. She was checking that folder and she found the email informing her of her $227,383 prize. It was actually the second time the lottery had tried to reach her. The first time was when they left her a voicemail, but she just ignored that, thinking,
I would have done
real.
The same thing.
But the initial voicemail she received, despite her thinking it was phony, may have prompted her to take a closer look again at the email.
Uh-huh.
So then there was nothing in her inbox, but she found it in the junk folder, read it immediately, called the Michigan Lottery office, and it was legit. She had actually won this prize. I wonder if they run into that a lot where people are like, yeah, right. I didn't even know $200,000.
I would have liked, you know, I wonder how many lotteries I've won and I've just thrown away like that. You know, they tried to contact me and I was like, yeah, right.
Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Yeah,
I probably won
all of those.
The guy never came to your door with the balloons. Remember the commercials?
Well, I probably wasn't home and Lisa didn't tell me he came by.
Yeah,
so.
She probably locked the door and hid behind the couch.
Either that.
What is this?
Oh, my gosh. On Easter, we were sitting there at the kitchen table playing cards, and it was Paige's family and us. And I don't remember where the kids were. It's like not like we had a whole house full. And all of a sudden, and Russ is looking at the front window, and I have my back to it. And Russ isn't a terribly emotional guy. And all of a sudden, he goes, oh, my gosh. And it's like, I'm thinking, in our little neighborhood, there isn't a lot of traffic. Is there a wreck? Or did somebody, there's a lot of walkers. Did somebody get ran over out there?
While you're watching,
And then Paige turns and she shrieks. And it's like, oh my gosh. And I turn around and it's the Easter Bunny standing in the front window going, waving a full-sized adult Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny.
Yeah. So then we ran outside. Well, the Easter Bunny, I don't know where she went from there, but they ran off like all good bunnies do.
Of course.
And so we never knew.
Yes.
But it was, it startled the youngins anyway.
I suppose it probably did. So,
the Henry Candy Company in Dexter, Kansas. Have you heard of it?
No, I don't think I realized that was in Dexter, Kansas. Where is Dexter, Kansas?
Well, it's about an hour from Wichita, kind of in the Ark City area.
Okay.
Close enough. Well, they are going out of business, and I didn't know about their business, but they've been in operation since 1956, and they made their own candy there.
Yeah.
And, in fact, some would say that that's where the O'Henry candy bar came from.
That's what I was wondering, the O'Henry, yeah.
Well, they are shutting down.
So there'll be no more O'Henry candy bars.
Well, you know, they surely have sold that. I tried to Google that, and I could not find that.
They probably did. They probably sold it off to, like, the Mars or Hershey or something like that.
I would think so, because it seems to be so well-known that you couldn't have distributed that from a little candy plant
in Dexter, Kansas.
Yeah, anyway, I'm a little disappointed I didn't know about this, because I have driven through the area a number of times, and they're open 7 days a week. I could have jaunted in there and bought some little treats, but but anyway, they're going out of business. And this would be an interesting story, and I'm thinking of calling the lady to see if I could do the on the front porch, but I thought, you know, she's probably getting more notoriety now as she's going out of business than she had in the last 10 years.
Right.
And it's like, that's a shame because, and she's older. I mean, that's why she's going out of business.
Right.
But still, I'm thinking, you know, she's probably thinking, well, where were all these people when I was, you know,
20 years ago. Yeah. When I needed the exposure.
So have you ever had Whorehound candy?
Yes, my dad really likes it.
I have a few times, and they raise their own herb there for Whorehound.
And where's that?
Aunt Dexter.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I didn't know what it was, and I don't particularly care for it, and the younger folks don't either, but they say it's like a mild tea-like flavor, and they raise their own there.